Q105.
Love that song. 6:43, Denny, Susie, lovely Paula, Trisha coming in here shortly.
Good morning.
It's the Q105. Live and local in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Sunny, glorious today with a high of 77. It's still 57. It's very crisp. It's lovely out. If you're still in bed, I hate you. All right. 4192. That was harsh. If you're still in bed, I hate you. If you're lying in bed right now and your window's open and you're all toasty warm under those covers, I hate you. There you go. Seriously. Isn't that the best? All right. It's going to be a nice day today, so deal with that. All right. 419-240-1055, or you can text us to that same number. We now get texts. As
people
a matter of
like
fact,
the text.
They do. They do. I get texts almost every time I mention it. I get texts. We don't get calls, but we get texts. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because people don't know how to communicate anymore because of social media. They don't know how.
That's true.
They're afraid. They're afraid. They're scared. I get this text. Good morning, fabulous AM crew. Here's what Paul should do. Here's the next diaper adventure. Have him walk through the mall crying for his mommy. Preferably on the first of the month. That might go viral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a couple different shots there in one text. That's good.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
mommy,
what do you think?
Mommy.
What do you think?
Mommy, mommy.
Should we do that?
We'll talk about that at our morning show meeting, and we'll see what's up.
When are those?
Coming up.
Yeah, right.
Remember, we're supposed to have them like every other Thursday?
Yeah.
We had one.
I know.
We had one meeting.
We had a strong start.
Well, you know,
we did.
You came out pretty. Yeah, you came out pretty hot with that one. So.
Yeah, I did. All right. So, text suggestions on what you want to see Paul do. What kind of torture can we put Paul
Wait
through?
Wait a second.
With his wearing a diaper, and you text it to 419-240-1055. Now, if you text my name Denny DNNY to that number, you know what comes back? The link to the blog.
Oh, that's cool.
The blog link.
What's on your blog today?
Oh, today I got, this is funny. You know, you ask any kid, any teenager today, what they want to do with their life or how they want to make money. Overwhelmingly, probably like 80% or even higher.
Oh, I know the answer to this.
What is it?
They want to be on you. They want to be a YouTube star.
Absolutely correct.
Yes.
They all want to be the YouTubers. There
they
you go.
Famous.
You want Cedar Point tickets? You want the Cedar Point tickets?
Actually, yes.
You played along. I'm sorry. You're not eligible to win. Anyway, that's what they want to do. So this kid, he is, he was going to school, and then he decided that he was dropping out of school. So he calls his dad to say, I'm dropping out of college to pursue a full-time job creating videos on YouTube. His name is Ben Wonder. Now, that's a perfect YouTube name.
Oh, that is.
As opposed to Bend Over.
Dover, yeah.
Ben Dover. Bent over the chair. Anyway, and his dad is not down with it. So what does he do? And you know why this is going crazy viral? Because we've all heard crap like that from our fathers in our lives. Mm. My dad told me, when are you going to get out of radio and get a real job?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. When are you going to stop being a DJ in that club and get a real job? You know, you'll never make it in Detroit radio if you don't get a haircut. I heard that from my dad.
If you don't get a haircut.
Yeah. You know how my dad found out I got a job in Detroit? At Z95.5 at AM 1500. He read it in the Free Press. I didn't tell him.
Oh,
yeah?
I didn't tell him. And he read it in the morning paper after, you know, they go through the paper every morning back in the day when, they were alive.
They sure do.
And my dad says to my mom, did you see anything of any interest in the paper there? She said, no, not really. He said, well, you missed your son's name. She's like, what? Is he in jail?
What do you do now?
No, it was nice. Anyway,
that's cool.
Everybody can relate to this. So this YouTuber dude, and did you watch it?
Yeah. Yep.
He's like Opie from Mayberry, from Andy Griffith.
Nerd alert.
Nerd, big time nerd alert. Now. Red hair.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can almost see the acne.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just a complete nerd dweeb kid. And then when he starts dancing, oh my gosh, I lose my mind.
Super white.
Oh, yeah. White man overbite, all of that. So here he is. He takes his dad, and this is so brilliant. He takes his dad's advice and he turns it into a song on YouTube.
Wow.
You should forget about this YouTube stuff and get yourself a real job. 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 Forget about this YouTube.
Yeah. It's awesome, so Susie. But there's more to it than that. And he's talking, and obviously he's a Brit. And then the other one is, oh, did you watch The Bachelorette last night?
I saw the tail end of it.
Yeah. I got some video up on that. When Brian is meeting Rachel's family. Who says he's winning?
No, he's not winning.
Oh, he ain't winning.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Too much drama.
No, I don't think it's the drama. I think it's his family has figured out that Rachel has not figured out. He's a player.
Player.
He is a big-time player. And the family calls him out. We have, what is it, like a minute and a half video? Yep. It's a TMZ video, and it's awesome. Matter of fact, I have some audio we'll play once Trish gets in, because she loves that show.
Yeah, I'll be curious to hear.
How funny is it that
she was looking forward to it, too.
She was mad at me because none of us wanted to watch it, so we made her watch it. It's like, all right, you got to watch this one, because Susie watches the Kardashians.
Yeah,
and, you
I
know,
do my time.
And I watch all the sports. Anyway, and some stuff. And Trisha's like, oh, man, really? Oh, like my brain cells, you know, the MS, you know, I'm already dying. You're going to make me die faster. And then she watches the first night, and she's like, oh!
Yep.
Yeah, oh, this is so good. Thank you. She's thanking me that now she has homework on Monday nights.
And then yesterday, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm embarrassed to say. Yeah, she was talking about it.
She was talking about it. It was good. I really want it to be Eric, but I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, it's not going to be Eric because they're too much friends and too much, you know, fun and fluffy.
No, I think he's got a shot. I don't think Peter's it. I really don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, Peter is it, but Peter's not in on this one.
Okay.
But it's not going to be Brian. But you can see the little video clip when he gets up from the table. They're grilling him so hard about being a player. He gets up from the dinner table and says, can I have a moment? Can I just? And then Rachel gets all ticked off at her family because, you know.
But like they said, you know, she doesn't see what they're seeing because she's caught up in the
whole. She's in the bubble, Susan.
Mm-hmm. He needed a safe space.
He did.
Oh, my gosh. What a wussy. What a wuss.
If you're a player, you better be able to handle that kind of abuse.
Exactly. He's not handling it very well. Anyway, that's also up on the blog. All right, 8 o'clock, of course. We'll have Dr. D in studio. If you got any problems, please, you know, call up. We'll give you some advice. She'll give you some advice. It'll be good. Or if you have taken some of her advice, we always like to hear back from that. Somebody who plays along on the show today may get a pair of Cedar Point tickets.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can they pick whether they want Cedar Point or the water park tickets?
We could go that crazy.
Wow. Like an added incentive you can pick.
We could. All right, there's a blogger. We're going to do this after 7 o'clock. There's a blogger who's been doing a blog about your first love for quite a while. And she has over 30,000 submissions on what do you want to say today to your first love.
Okay, you fall
in love, you're probably a teenager or whatever, and then it never works out, or rarely does it ever. Sometimes it does. Don't call up and tell me, well, we've been together since we were 14. I don't care. But most times it doesn't. Come on. And so she's put this out there, and it's pretty incredible. So we might do something with that. What would you say today to your first love or to an ex-love or something you wish you would have said or told your first love or an ex? Oh, you know, when you get away from a relationship years and you look back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like some of these people, I just don't get this. Here's what this woman, one woman wanted to say to her first love. I hope we can meet up one day at a little coffee shop, talk about our lives, and fall in love all over again.
Aww.
Let it go.
Oh, no. Maybe she doesn't want to let it go.
You have to let it go. You have to let it go. You always think about, oh, the one that got away. They got away because they were probably supposed to. Okay? You people that are living down that road of, oh, if I just would have stayed with this person or if I would have just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You get what you get, you don't pitch a fit.
Oh.
You make it work. Oh. Marriage is not supposed to be easy.
Nope.
That's what makes it worth it. There you go. Anyway, there's some other good ones in here. We'll come back with that. So stick around for that. 6:53, Denny and the girls. Can I do something to you that's probably going to shock you, Susie?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Can I throw you a curveball here?
All right, sure.
I want entertainment news right now.
Dude, that's a big curveball. Hang on.
I know, but I want to get. Okay. I want to do it because I always wait till late in the show, and then I sometimes forget to do it, and this is a good one today. So, bring it. Today's entertainment news. Another Comic-Con has come and gone. And all those people who dressed like Doctor Who and spoke Klingon must go back to their normal everyday lives where they dress like Doctor Who and speak Klingon. Justin Bieber has been banned from performing in China. In other words, communism does have a silver lining. Plus, he walked away from his tour because he wants to go ride bikes.
He's just kind of like over it. He's like, I'm done.
I'm over it.
That dude never appreciated his fame. And where did he start on YouTube? He's such a douche. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? The special where Michael Phelps raced the great white shark aired Sunday night. I love the part where Fonzie jumped over both of them.
He can make jokes out of anything.
Bernie Sanders may run for president again in 2020, which I'm pretty sure will also be his age by then.
That's what she said.
The Clown Motel outside of Las Vegas is for sale. The current owners just can't make any money because their clients are jamming 30 people in a single room.
Oh.
And finally, a Texas company is recalling a brand of their coffee because it contains an active ingredient in Viagra. You know, men should have this coffee for breakfast. I mean, they always say breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right there. It's comedy.
You brought that nugget out early. Thank you.
Whether you want that nugget or not, I bring it out and wave it around. All right, we have to break. More to come. Don't move. Danny and the girls live and local on Toledo's Q105.